This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning. So, illegal pipelines were discovered, illegal points where crude is being transported out of the country by some individuals, faces unknown at the moment, were discovered in parts of Delta State. Of course, you're aware of the contract that was awarded to Ekwemopolo government, also known as Tampalo, and the issues that came with it. We even heard in the news this morning, as Asare Okubo saying, that they're all in good terms now and we would see them together. So this means that collectively they would work to secure pipelines in the Niger Delta, if that is what it means. Well, the Ijaw people, he says, should be united and put the people first. That aside, questions are being asked about how this could have been happening for this long without anybody knowing. Oil theft has been a major problem, and it has contributed immensely to the downsides that we're seeing in our economy, as we could not even meet up our production quota. Questions are being asked, and one of the questions that many are asking is, who do you think was operating those illegal pipelines that were discovered? We're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Would like you to tell us what you think. Who do you think was operating those illegal pipelines that were discovered? Over 20 of them. Over 20 different illegal points. Who could have been operating them? Live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest this morning is Billy Gillis Harry. He's the national chairman of Petroan. He'll be speaking to us via telephone. So if you have questions that you would want me to ask him, now would be a good time to send me those questions on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Send in your questions. And welcome, my guest now. You're welcome, Mr. Gilly Harris. Harry, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, Nigeria.
Well, Petroan itself has not been without its own fair share of worries and concerns. In fact, let's start off from the fact that we've heard in some parts of the country excuses for why it's difficult to get petrol is because of the flood. How true is this?
Well, that is a major, it's a conservative factor because the logistic chain has been weakened by that flood and also the bridge, you know, that's compromised. So most of the programs that are going up north, so Abuja and the cities after that, is coming from Port Harcourt and from Ogara. Depot, so, and also from Calabar. So that is a major concerning factor, and we just hope and pray that we can have the Enugu, you know, Makurdi Road end clearly and effectively managed by the road safety and others to ensure that tankers, you know, find a way in a timely manner to Abuja.
All right, thank you for clarifying that up for us. Oil theft is a major problem, and I'm pretty sure that it also affects how you operate. Now, tell us from a person who's in the system, what exactly, if you can hear me, Gilly Harris, please, can you turn down? I don't know if you're close to a radio set or something.
I can hear you clearly.
Okay.
I can hear you clearly.
How does the industry work? Illegal pipelines were discovered recently. Oil thefts have been on and on. But we haven't heard any names. We haven't heard any companies being questioned, perhaps the companies that run those pipelines. How does this whole system work?
Well, first of all, you know, this is a very, very complex and difficult, you know, situation that we've all found ourselves. That Nigeria, as a country that has qualified petroleum engineers, all kinds of, you know, competencies in the petroleum engineering field can, for the last 40-something years, since 1983, according to Mr. Nain, that he found those features when he was using a helicopter to fly low over those assets. And from then till now, I was waiting to hear his response when he was asked if it was reported. And of course, he said yes, that as a field engineer, he had to make his report known to the authorities, and nothing was done about it. The way it works is simple. Crude oil is explored. I mean, you do your seismic, you know, analysis, then you zero into wells, drill the wells, you know, get some asset estimates, and then you start to drill, and you drill into a tank farm, the storage, whatever receptacle that can be able to keep the crude oil. Ordinarily, this should be measured, because I was also a customer officer, and I worked in Bonny Terminal. So I know that we used to do what is called fiscalization and defiscalization. So that means that every, you know, aspect that we have ought to have measurement as to what is received and what is also sent out. So it's mind-boggling to me that we'll have a 4.5-kilometer pipeline. I don't know if you can just have the thinking in your mind of the cost of excavation, of laying the path. And when I look at that work, it's a very, very highly professional work. So it certainly points to the fact that it is not local. It is not militant.
So does that mean that the accusations most of the times we get from companies who say communities, youths in communities or locals are the ones vandalizing pipelines and transporting oil? Because let's also remember that the Labour Party presidential candidate in an interview had accused government officials of being complicit. And he even went on Twitter to also say there are threats to arrest him for saying that politicians and government officials are involved in the smuggling of oil out of this country. So if you're saying it takes that level of technique, does that mean that what he's asserting might have some facts in it?
Well, incidentally, it's not the only one who is saying it. We've had the naval chief who has come out to pointedly point hands at NNPC and point out at other people and accuse people on a blanket charge. I think that those issues should be investigated very, very quickly and thoroughly too. We have a knack of people even stealing money as attorney generals of this country, and they come back and they're moving around free. So it's difficult to know if we're actually serious as a country to protect our assets. But this is something that is mind-boggling. This is the lifeblood of Nigeria. We have not gotten any money that has been put back into the system by NNPC for a very long time, and we kept paying subsidies for products that is also being stolen. So we are bleeding here, we are bleeding here, we are bleeding everywhere. And it seems like authorities, you know, are not moving as fast as they should to be able to get the perpetrators of this heinous crime. The reality is, you cannot hold a local village community militant or agitator, which I rather like to call them, because I don't know where the word militant is coming out from, this kind of situation. But at the end of the day, they need to find out who is doing it. And kudos to Topolo and his team. You know, when this contract was given to him, there was a lot of hue and cry of not giving him the contract. But I, in my own analysis and what I have done, because we've also found some locally developed technology to help the government in ensuring that we have some kind of, you know, mitigation tool. It's called the PQAC, Petroleum Petroleum Quality Assurance and Quality Control Mechanism. So that in itself would have helped. And we believe that at some time we still need that technology to be imputed to the system. But I congratulate the NNPC for giving this young man the contract, and he has already demonstrated capacity that in weeks he can point out, not by storyline, not by imagination, not by gossip, but actual truth that, look, there are points here that are critical.
Mr. Harry, this would also raise certain questions, which in public it's already circulating, and that would be the swiftness and how quick it was for his team and working with security agents to point this out. And it has brought about possibly who could be have been operating this. The questions being asked are, how sure are we that these things aren't being operated by these people who are now coming out to point and say, well, this is where it is, this is where it is? Because if it's so quick, it means you might have known about it for a long time, and that would mean reports should have been made. So who could have been behind the operations of those illegal points is now a question, and people are now even questioning the integrity of this pipeline surveillance contractors, whether they, because these are people who perhaps have been in that business before and could have been smuggling illegal products, and people are questioning if they are so quick, how sure are we that they weren't the ones operating those pipelines? And on the other side, if they aren't, the companies who own those pipelines, why aren't we seeing the government, after this revelation, asking these companies necessary questions?
Well, let me say this. When you look at the quality of work done, I want the footage of the discovery. My dear, nobody should even introduce the element of suspecting Tombola and his team that because they've been agitators or militants that they must know about this. But I don't agree with that. Fact is, anybody who is very competent in petroleum engineering, and we have so many of them in the Niger Delta, will know that once a pipe is compromised, you can even have that signal by the pressure drop of whatever you're doing in that particular, you know, line. And you can see when the footage was taken up, you know, to test the freshness of the crude oil that was coming out from the pipe that was supposed to be disused by Shell. So the reality is, for somebody who has been given a humongous sum of money to protect, what is $49 billion compared to what will be saved? Just look at the 3 million barrels that have been stolen. And to today, nobody knows what has happened to the crude oil. Calculate that by $100.
What about the companies? If the pressure, I'm not an engineer, but at least my dad worked on the Forcados terminal at the time, and well, got the opportunity to understand the kind of pressure that goes through. What informs you, if the pressure is really high, you cannot really have anybody do that kind of work on those pipes. So
exactly,
the fingers will be pointing towards an insider in some of those companies, and that is why the question now is, why isn't conversations around what the NNPC has been doing brought to the front regarding this revelation, and perhaps some sort of a scrutiny on those people who work for the company?
Well, it should go beyond scrutiny, because right now those pipelines, the major pipelines, are owned by the major IOC that we have seen, and this is only in Delta State. So I'm sure when they get to Bayelsa, they will find more. When they get to Rivers, they will find more. Or when they get to Akwa Ibom, they will find more, and so on and so forth. So now, clearly, it's a compromise that has been made, because there is no way pipes of that magnitude and that length can be constructed without anybody knowing. When did the agitation for resource control start? We are talking about pipelines that have been there since 1983, at least minimum, for what we've been informed. And then meanwhile, we are getting different dates. One time is 7 years, another time is 9 years, another time is 13 years. So even this calls for the integrity of those who are supposed to interrogate the system. And when we talk about what should be done in this matter now, it should be an emergency. An emergency of inviting the company that originally has that pipeline. The JVs and the PSCs should be also brought into the book to start to do an immediate analysis of what has happened and act with expeditious, expeditiousness that is required. So it shouldn't be a company who did this. The pipeline is owned by a company. How come your pipeline is compromised?
All right, Mr. Harry. We'll take a pause here. We'll take a pause here. Go on a short commercial. When we return, the conversation continues. Remember, we're live on Facebook and Twitter. The question is, who do you think is operating those illegal pipelines discovered by Tampalo and security agencies? We'd like to hear from you at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. The WhatsApp number is 08090306416. Send in your questions. After the commercial, the conversation continues. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and live on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch and listen to us live and make your contributions as well. My guest is the national chairman of Petroan, Billy Gillis Harry. And we have a question up for you on Facebook, and we're asking you to also tell us who you think was operating those illegal pipelines that were discovered by Tampalo and security officials in Delta State. Over 20 illegal points. And you've been following the conversation. You must have heard what my guest has said. And many questions that are being asked. The companies involved. It said it should be treated as an emergency. Is that what it's been treated as at the moment? We'll get back to my guest, Mr. Harry. Thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you.
All right, quickly, as we attempt to wrap up the conversation with you, before we went on the commercial, you talked about this should be taken as an emergency. When you look at the approach at the moment, would you say that is the case? If not, why?
Well, first of all, I am very impressed with the fact that the GMB of NNPC Limited went there with the Chief of Defense Staff and a whole bunch of, very credible officers of the Nigerian state went there to see for themselves what has happened. That by itself, as good as it is not enough to get answers that should satisfy Nigerians immediately. The pipeline belongs to a company, so they have questions to answer as to how such an illegal pipeline should be so professionally, fixed to be able to siphon Nigeria's crude oil. And there could be quite a lot of forensic investigation that should be done immediately to get to the root of the matter. So, yes, there should be an emergency in looking for the solution. Because right now, Nigeria is bleeding. We are having serious problems. And like I said, Tampalo and his team should not be fingered or pointed by anybody because they found this aberration quickly, that they must know something about it. Like I told you, there's quite a lot of expertise in Nigeria that already knows some of this thing. And it's not difficult to contribute such knowledge into what Tom Volo and his team are doing. I personally want to encourage them to do more and also encourage the government to take emergency steps to ensure that any infraction that is discovered should be dealt with immediately. And we should have answers. We should know what happened to the 3 million barrels of crude oil that was found in Equatorial Guinea. We should know of anything that needs to put us back to put our economy back in Nigeria should be taken into an emergency mode.
A vessel
should be employed.
A vessel was also intercepted and it was containing illegal crude said to be transporting that illegal product to Ghana. The collaboration between our government and other governments, talking Ghana, Benin Republic, and a couple of other neighboring Niger as well, would also come into question as to why haven't we seen some working together. Remember, before now, accusations have been that petrol tanker drivers have smuggled petrol to these countries to sell to neighboring filling stations around countries and the borders, and that also resulted to the scarcity that we have. I'm saying this because I'm trying to relate how this affects the availability of petrol and what we have in the country at the moment with the price of petrol and the fact that it's nothing that's been looked into as it ought to. It's now almost an official thing and there's been no conversations. And what happened with the Belgium vessel that came from Antwerp and the fact that they said there was some sort of contaminated petrol that went into the system and how we haven't even heard a single thing about that story up till date raises question as to whether we are going to see something drastic being done about this. How, for instance, the perspective of Petra on all of this, how do you view it?
Well, the view we have is that you, the press, electronic, print, online, you are not investigative enough and you are not mounting pressure on the system to be able to give you, now look, I'm national president of Petron. You are pressing very hard questions to me. I'm not dodging them. I'm not calling a wishy-washy press conference to explain anything. I am answering the questions in the depth of the truth that I know. And I'm saying that you, the press, need to do more. You need to mount pressure on the system. You need to come up with investigative journalism that should find out answers.
Well, Mr. Harry, you would agree to a large extent that, well, investigative journalism would have been what brought about some of the discoveries that was found with regards to the Belgium vessel especially. But then, as members of the system working, and you know you are the closest to the consumer in the chain of supply, so it means you feel the brunt even more. Now,
that is the truth.
How then shouldn't you be playing a more serious role with regards to ensuring that some of these things are done properly from your own corner? Because we know that filling stations also have their own issues. We have people under your union that would have their own issues as well.
Yeah, well, Petron is a very strong and united force that is looking after all the retail outlets in the country. We certainly raise our voice and talk about issues when they demand it. For instance, we will not have been able to think inward and develop a technology called PQAC within our system to check genuine products, to demarket illegal products, which would have been one of the ways to mitigate the crude oil theft in our own small way, that I think should still be introduced to the NNPC, the PVNC, and all of that should be able to utilize the system that we are using to track our products and hold our members accountable as to what they should have.
Okay.
Now, for information, this system will also check smuggling, because once every tanker is fitted with our technology, which is very simple, it's cost effective, you can't smuggle any product out of Nigeria when you use our technology. Because you are the only way you can bring out the product is to destroy the tanker. And you must have to get all that. So we are doing as much as we can to introduce ideas and ensure that when the need arises, we don't keep our mouth shut. We talk about what is topical and what is true and what should be done.
Okay.
As far as we know, smuggling is impacting negatively on the supply of petroleum products. But until we have this system, which we have developed, fitted into all the trucks, fitted into all the tankers that are carrying products in all the airports of this country, and also to check the marine operation, we may still be talking about quantities of petroleum products consumed that we cannot verify.
All right, quickly.
Of petrol, you can verify.
All right, quickly, Mr. Harry, just in 1 minute because we're out of time. The price of petrol, the pump price, seemed to not be what was officially stated by the government these days when you go to buy. What is the situation with the pump price of petrol? And if these changes are occurring, what are responsible?
Well, what you are buying in the retail outlet today is a reflection of the cost implications that operates, you know, in landing the product in the retail outlet.
The subsidies are working?
Some retail outlets sell cheaper than the others because they spend less amount of money to procure the product into their retail.
What about subsidy?
I do not want to talk about subsidy because as far as I'm concerned, subsidy has no place in what we're doing.
Well, the government claims to be subsidizing these activities for you guys so we can buy cheaper.
Well, then they have information that continually gives them the impression that the subsidy should be left to go. But of course, recently you've heard, where the Minister of Finance has come out to say subsidy must go. Minister of Petroleum and the President of Nigeria has also come out to say subsidy must go. Well, they're only echoing what Petron has been saying for years now. And we do believe that when the subsidy regime goes, we can be able to deploy that money in areas of our infrastructural development that should be able to give us value in growing our economy consistently.
All right, Mr. Harry.
Upwardly.
Thank you very much. There's still a lot to talk about, but time would not allow us to touch on most of the issues. But thank you for making our time to be with us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Hopefully, when we call another time, you'll be there to speak with us.
We are available. We are public servants. So we do what we must to keep the public informed and ensure that we work progressively together.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day, Mr. Harry. Yeah, we are. Let's hear from you. We'll open the phone lines now and get your contributions. The question is simple. Who do you think was operating the illegal pipeline discovered by Tampolo and security agencies in Delta State? Very simple. And you heard from my guest some of the things that he has said about the price of petrol, the vessel that came in from Belgium, and how we haven't really heard much about what happened and how it got contaminated and who brought it and who didn't test what they ought to test. 0817 923 0002. You can also call 0817 923 0003. 0817 923 0003. Temple from Mile One is on the line. Please keep it short and precise. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, the very distinguished Femi. I'm driving this morning, sir.
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You asked a question. Who do I think that is operating this illegal oil pipeline?
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I checked, the man who was there, who discovered this thing, Tompolo himself, who discovered this thing, never told us where this illegal oil pipeline was leading to. And the government has laid the foundation. So who laid the foundation? Or one who was operating it? Concerned. Just based on the recent contract that was being awarded to him, that is why he discovered all these things. Apart from contract.
All right, thank you very much, Temple. Although towards the end, it became difficult to hear you, interference from the service providers. The numbers are still very open, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Those are the numbers to call to be part of the program. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. You can also drop your comments on Facebook. We have a post up there. Drop those comments and we'll be taking them. On Facebook, Awala Wina says, sincerely, the thieves is the government and its agencies. There is absolutely no way such monumental act can be perpetrated without the involvement of the Navy, oil companies and agencies of government. Let's not deceive ourselves. Emeka Kalu says, it's the man that discovered it that owns them. The man that discovered it that owns them. Okay. Godspar from Akrika, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning to you.
I'm Godpower Kinabara, calling from Akrika.
Go ahead.
As long as I know, this pipeline is discovering where they discover. This thing don't get their things, so all of them, they all know. That is what I have to say.
It's been there, they all know. So you don't think it's something that perhaps they just discovered recently? You feel like they have known all along?
It is not a new thing. It has been there. Even made a call about it, the ones that we break since day till now, don't know about it. Nobody now we give them contact, and they want to tell us, say, and now they discover. They all know about it. And made them discover, or made them not discover some reason.
Okay. Thank you very much, God's power. On WhatsApp, we have a few messages to take. This one says, good morning. Those pipelines are owned, operated by Tupman, which I am very sure Tompolo and Co. knows about. They are just using them to shine. The discovery of the pipeline is just a show for the eyes of the public to know or believe that they are doing their work as newly appointed whatevers. It's all just a washy-washy. Give it some time. No one will hear of it, nor will we hear anything concerning the punishment given to the owners of those pipelines. It brings my mind to what we had with the coal fire situation in the state. Remember how the government even had to pay money to some local government chairman and said that they did a great job of discovering some of these illegal refining sites. But we haven't seen or heard of anybody who operated those sites that were prosecuted. I don't know if you have, but I haven't. If you have, you can tell me. How far did that fight go? We don't even have an idea. Did it go throughout all the local governments that we know people have said these illegal activities occur? What is the fight against illegal refining still like in Rivers State at the moment? A question that's not been asked in a while. And suddenly, we no longer see that first force or venom that was applied when we were tackling the issue, and the governor and the government was everywhere about it. Sites were being visited by local government chairman. I know in Ikuri local government chairman, chairman visited a couple of sites. It was on TV. It was everywhere. It was huge. But then we've seen the sites. Who are the people who were operating the sites? That's where the question now lies. Maxwell from Bonny, good morning. We lost that call. This person here says, bottom line, oh goodness, lost that. I just told, okay. Bottom line, those involved will continue to do their business, looting the oil and gas, stealing the millions from the state and being the big men that they think they are. Josephine Fineface. If your guest is exonerating Tompolo, ask him why did Shell refuse to effect repairs of the 48-inch CLP line for Kados between 2012 and 2015 until the indigenous operator intervened and awarded the security contract to Tompolo William from Ada George. The government of the day has a hand in this oil theft, and it will shock us that nothing good will come out from any investigation. Emperor at Stadium Road sent in this one. Aloy from Iwafe is on the line. Good morning, Aloy.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning to you.
Andrew, please, the federal government and the oil companies and all of them, they should stop wasting our time. They're distracting us from the real thing. They said that the oil companies, just like you just said, there's no way somebody will connect a pipe to their pipeline, they don't know. There's no way any NPC will tell us that they don't know.
And there's no way federal government themselves will tell us that they don't know. They should stop deceiving themselves. This is what they use to make money for the boys. This is how they are settling the boys. Because this is they prepared for this 2023. They've made enough money. They already made enough money. They are just making noise. They're making moves. Let it be that they are doing something. We all know that they are responsible for all these things. If not, how many people have been arrested? They just settled to Tompolo now. Tompolo, they know that Tompolo, all of them know what is happening. They just settle all of them now. So everybody is even, everybody is happy. So they are busy making noise. Just like your guest said, above on Davey, the guy, the civil journalist. We don't have any regional journalists in Nigeria. You guys are just playing to the gallery. And I'm happy. You know, David has said something about all of them. So they should stop disturbing us. We know that they know. So this is just playing to play to the gallery. We know that all of them know. And they are just using it to settle the boys. Thank you.
All right. Ima from Ebonyi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're welcome, Ima. Good morning.
The discovering of more fire camps and oil pipes.
Mm.
My brother.
Oh, goodness me. Ima, you would have to call us back. Back to the messages on WhatsApp. This one says, good morning. Our politicians are the ones operating those pipelines. Now, I understand why the governor, Governor Wike, had said that his annoyance was that he was not given the chance to fight oil theft. Godspark from Rumokrushi sent in that message. This one says, good morning. Responding to pipeline leakages, we observed that some of the pipes that are laid by PPMC had holes plugged with wood. Blocked with wood that would shrink with time to create leakage. We encountered this at a place called Umwawawa. Upon reporting leakages to PPMC at that time, it took days to a week for the flow on the pipeline to be shut down. There was also a filling station that was found to have been connected to a pipeline, but nothing came out of the investigation. Eric Chooks, which is the question I was putting out to my guest. Companies own these pipes. The PPMC is there. If these pipes were tampered with, you should know about it. How possible is it to even do such a work on a pipe without having people from the companies working with you? And then the cost implication that is required, not to talk about the labor. Hello, Nigerian Info, good morning. You have 1 minute.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Letan Barry Sunday, President, the Time and Tone for River Southeast. Yes, as regard to this issue, I want to put you to a no that the only one we all know about is the ones the boys are doing in the community, which is the poor fire. But the major ones that is affecting the economy of the country is being done by the officials. Let me tell you one of the areas where they are getting it wrong. You know that the contractors to those oil companies mobilize boys to go and vandalize pipes so that they can give
look
for boys that can vandalize some of the pipes, crack them so that the company can, maybe it has been long, they hold the contract. They will go and meet with the community boys to do that so that they can give them contract. Two, the major oil that is being exploited from the system is at the terminal there, officially. They do it officially.
Litan Barry, thank you very much for your contribution, but then we have to interrupt you there because we're already out of time. And Jude already is standing by for Hello Port Harcourt. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for your contributions. Tomorrow we'll have this conversation again on the show. Stay tuned.